Ahead and get started. Welcome to the 8th District Victims' Rights Committee meeting. Today is March 11th, 2026. The time is 3:03 p.m. and we're scheduled for a 3 p.m. beginning. We're here located at 374 East Main Street, Vernal, Utah, in the community room of the Vernal City Building. We also have here at the building, we have Katie Fox from representing the state committee. Is that
Victim right? Services Commission?
Thank you, Victim Services Commission. My name is Mike Harrington. I'm the chair of the 8th District Victim Rights Committee. I'm also here at Vernal City Hall. And then, if we could online have everyone state their name and their position, I'll just read left to right. Lindsay, will you go ahead?
Lindsay Garlick, Victim Services Coordinator with the Duchesne County Sheriff's Office.
And Sheriff Tucker.
Duchesne County Sheriff Travis Tucker.
And Jamin.
Jamin Thomas, UNA County Attorney.
And any others online?
Not at this time.
Okay. And we'll introduce those that join online as they join. We do have a quorum, so we'll just go ahead. Has everyone had an opportunity to review the February 3rd, 2025 minutes?
I did, and I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, is there a second? I'll say one thing really quickly. We did change the initials on the minutes from MD to MVE. So is that okay, Sheriff Tucker? That change.
Yep.
And a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The minutes are approved. We do have one complaint to review today. It's, as we stated earlier, from MB. It was filed December 30th, 2025. We had the meeting on February 3rd, 2025, where we elected pursuant to statute to have this open meeting to allow for a review of the complaint on February 9th of 2026. And everything post January 1 is 2026, of course, but on February 9th, 2026, we set out the invitation to both the complainant and the responding parties, and they've been invited to be here and to give us any feedback or additional information. They are not here. We don't have MB here or any representative, neither do we have any representation from the Duchesne County Attorney's Office. With that said, we can proceed pursuant to statute with reviewing the complaint and making recommendations. I believe that, and Lindsay, I don't want to speak for you, but I believe that you are somewhat familiar with this situation and may be able to give us a little bit of information if you don't mind sharing.
What kind of information are you looking for?
Do you know anything about the communication between the prosecution office and this individual?
Yeah, so the day of our last time that we met, I had just spoken to Stephen at another meeting we were at and asked if he was coming and kind of went over the complaints from MB. And it sounds like Stephen didn't. So one of the complaints is that there was an offer made that hadn't been discussed with the victim. And Stephen said that hadn't happened, that no offer had been made, that the victim hadn't been kind of made aware of or been involved in. And as far as the other, like the communication, it's just hard to say whether or not that's actually happening without MB being present to show us what communication he was asking for that he wasn't receiving. This has been a trial. I think this case is probably almost 2 years old, maybe a year and a half. And it's set for trial in justice court. And so, as we all know, there are big blocks of time where nothing's happening. So it's just hard to say what he's asking for.
I tend to agree. I, I, I would want to hear more from this individual. I think from my perspective, if there's nothing to be relayed, I don't see a reasonable standard there where we expect either the prosecution office or the victim advocates to make monthly contact, even if nothing's to be reported, just to check in and say, I have nothing to report. I think that that's a heavy burden, but I'm open to others' opinions.
I tend to agree, especially if the case is already set for trial. It sounds like no offer's been made and or anything like that. I don't know how we could make any kind of finding opposite that something wasn't done.
Sheriff Tucker, any input there?
I'm not exactly sure what we can do with this. Right now I'm looking at whatever a motion to dismiss or whatever that terminology would be. I'm not sure we have enough information to even keep it going.
And I'll ask Katie here, but my understanding is at this point, what would probably be appropriate if that's the direction we're heading, is to make a motion of no finding. Is that appropriate, Katie, or would...
Yeah, I think if you don't have enough, you can close a complaint with no victims violations found, and just in the letter letting MB know that, just let them know if they do want to provide additional information that the committee would be willing to consider that.
Okay. Do we have a motion along those lines?
I do. I will make a motion of the no findings at this time.
Okay. Are you open, Sheriff, to Katie's recommendations on my communication with the victim as far as
Yes.
allowing for additional information?
Yeah. A motion of no finding with allowing any additional information when he comes forward that we can deal with that information then.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 All right, any opposed? Okay, I will go ahead then, pursuant to Sheriff Tucker's motion and the decision of the board or the committee, and I will go ahead and draft a responsive letter and deliver it to MB, and we can go from there. As far as at this point, Katie, do we have any reason to have to schedule a future meeting?
No, we don't have any additional outstanding complaints, and if one does come to me, I will let the committee know, and we could schedule another date at that time.
Okay, and then, oh, go ahead.
So we did pass HB 34 Victim Rights Amendments, and so starting May 6th, the process will look a little different, where once I receive a complaint, I will look in. Review it to see if there is a likely violation. If I find that there is not a likely violation, I will reach out to Michael and get his thoughts. And if we don't think there is the likelihood of the committee being able to look at a violation, we will close the complaint at that point.
Awesome.
And if Michael and I determine that there is a likely violation, we would invite the subject and the victim to that next meeting instead of having multiple meetings discussing a complaint. So we've tried to streamline the process to make it easier for the committees and for those victims filing complaints.
Awesome. Thank you for that. And just out of curiosity, do you or I have the ability to do our own superficial investigation as far as calling people that may have been involved to understand and the background and context so that we can make a better informed decision as to whether or not there's a basis for a complaint.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Any other business?
No, but I really like that. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the change.
It'll save us an extra meeting or two a year.
Yes. I think it will be a lot better for the victims, but also, for the committees that are donating their time to this process.
Great. Then if there's no other business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Sheriff Tucker, I'll second. Thank you.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you so much for your time.